It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Venom vocalist Kronos is our guest on the show tonight. The new album From the Very Depths comes out on January 27th. And creatively, what made the process of making From the Very Depths most fulfilling for you?
After we did the last album, the guys in the band just had so much confidence in the Fallen Angels album because it was really well accepted by the fans. You know, we went out on the road and, you know, we were asking the fans, you know, what songs do you want to hear? You know, expecting to hear, you know, a lot of the earlier classic Venom tunes. And, you know, the guys in the front row, they're shouting for Pedal of the Metal, Hammerhead, Nemesis. You know, they were shouting for the songs off the new album. This obviously gave, you know, Rage and Dante a massive boost of confidence, you know. There's been many years in this band where everybody says, oh, you know, the only way this band will work is with the original lineup, blah, blah, blah. And it's absolute bollocks now because nobody even wants to even talk about that lineup. People are calling this the second classic Venom, you know, which, I mean, you know, we don't put these words into people's mouths, you know, this is what they say. And so to go into the studio and be able to create an album that, you know, the creative process is there, you know, we have as much time as we want, you know, we haven't got the record company breathing down my necks, hurry, hurry, hurry. Ideas were just flowing so fast and furious. I mean, it's been one of the most enjoyable albums I've ever made. You know, I mean, crazy situations, like, you know, I called the studio one day, you know, and yeah, I was a bit late. Rage and Dante were already there. And Dante says, oh, dude, he says, I've got this crazy new drum beat, check it out. I says, oh, wait a minute, I've got an idea for that. Put the bass on, start putting some ideas together. The next thing you know, we came up with the song Evil Law. You know, it maybe took 10 minutes. You know, and that's the kind of thing that I really like about, you know, this band is that the ideas are not forced. You know, nobody's sitting there sort of like, you know, with a big stick sort of saying, you must do this, you must do that. You know, I remember watching the some kind of monster video of Metallica, and, you know, they were sitting trying to come up with ideas for the new album, and Lars popped up saying, oh man, that's really stock, man. Like, oh, like you've got no ideas left. And, you know, I must admit, if I ever ended up in that situation, I would get a different job, you know. So it's great to be able to have a band that we've got too many ideas.
The new Venom album comes out on Tuesday. This is the title track From the Very Depths, New Venom, Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie with Kronos from Venom on the show with us. And it was billed that you'd perform the entire new album during the 70,000 tons of metal cruise. What made that environment perfect to do something like that? And are there any plans to perform the whole album on tour this year?
Just out of the pure excitement that we think we've created a great album and it's been receiving such amazing reviews that we thought, you know, we want to just take it one step further and actually show people how real this album is and to be able to play it live. You know, the album was constructed by three guys playing in a room on a real drum kit, real guitars, real amplifiers, you know, and we know that we can get on stage and do it again. You know, we've been into rehearsals, going through the songs, and they're a joy to play. It's real rock and roll. You know, there's no samples, there's no drum machines, there's no, you know, this is real rock and roll. This is what the Beatles started, you know, like getting some guys together, getting in a room with some instruments and just creating pure magic, you know, from fresh air. The 70,000 tons, I mean, we did it in 2020. You know, we did some pretty special stuff back then because we did two different sets on the two shows that we play. And, you know, I said I'd really like to do something really extraordinary. Venom have a history of, you know, giving people that something extra. I know when we did Hammersmith back in 84, you know, and the amount of people I've spoke to since who claim to have been at that show, you know, like, yeah, I was at the Hammersmith show. And I mean, Hammersmith probably holds about 5,000 people, but I think I've spoken to about 50,000 people who said they were there. You know, it's one of those sort of like, yeah, what were you doing when Jimi Hendrix died, you know? And I think 70,000 tons is a perfect thing for that, where people can say, I was there. You know, I was on that ship. I saw Venom play their album. And, you know, for all the people who weren't there, tough shit.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And, of course, more with our guest, Kronos of Venom. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Venom vocalist Kronos on the show with us talking about the brand new album from Venom. It was initially expected to be released early last year. What delayed its release, and what, if anything, changed about the album over that time?
The thing is, like, for many, many years, I've always had 100% control over everything that gets released by Venom as far as the songs and the music. And you know, that's not down to being a control freak. That's down to the fact that nobody else contributes. And it's always been the pain in my butt about this band. It's like, this is not a solo band. You know, if it was, it would be called Kronos. This is Venom. And it's got a guitarist and a drummer in. And I don't think that they should be lazy and just sit and play drums. When, if they're a musician, they should have ideas. They should want to better themselves as musicians. They should challenge themselves. Do things that scare them, you know what I mean? That's what this is all about, you know? You want those butterflies in your gut, you know what I mean? You want to keep this real, like a fighter, you know? You want to be anxious about your next fight, you know? You want to be anxious about your next show, you know? And when I started to put the ideas together for Fallen Angels and I asked the other guys to contribute, I said to them also, now you have to also get involved in the production side. Yes, I'm the producer and I'm going to oversee the entire project, but I want to make sure that you guys are happy with what you're doing. It's not now just my decision. You know, okay, I can be sitting there at the end of the day as sort of executive producer and give the yay or nay, but the delay was really where a song would be constructed, all the parts would be recorded, and then I would sit there and say, that's a go. Send it for mixing, get it up to be mastered. Whereas now, the delay was, I had to go and see Rage, check all his parts with him, check he was happy with it, but also that he was happy with what I was doing, happy with the vocal, happy with the bass line, happy with the drums. And I had to do exactly the same with Dante. You know, not just check that he'd nailed his and he was happy with his drums, but are you also happy with the way the song is? Are you happy with the whole band? Are you happy with the song? And that all takes time. So really, it took 3 times longer than it normally would. But I think at the end of the day, you get a better product because you get a better album that you know, everybody loves. I've always said, we make Venom albums for Venom. You know, at the end of the day, I have to stand there and get behind that album and say, I believe in this album, I trust this album, this album is what I believe to be black metal. When we do concerts, that's for the legions. If the legions want to tell me what songs to play, I'm happy to play the songs they want to hear. But when it comes to the album, that's up to us. If you like it, great. If you don't, go and take a hike, because we don't really care. But it is great when people dig your
Kronos of Venom is our guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Napalm Death's new album. It's their 5th studio album, Apex Predator, Easy Meat. It's coming out on Tuesday. Here's a tune from it, Cesspits, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie with Kronos of Venom on the show with us. And Kronos, what makes the current lineup of Venom special to you?
I think the fact that we've had so many members of Venom in the past who've been in the band for very wrong reasons, you know, whether they just wanted to get rich quick, whether they just wanted to have a bit of fame and, you know, get laid or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, it's been kind of like my mission to find what I had back in the early 80s, which was guys in the band who were in the band for the right reasons. And, you know, I've had many lineup changes, and I've been very, very vocal about the fact that I will sack somebody so fast if I, you know, I don't give a who they are if they're not in this band for the right reasons. And I always find out, you know, of course, when they first join the band and they're all full of smiles and they're all, you know, putting the effort in and, you know, putting on a show. Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell, but time will always wear them down, you know, and then eventually you start seeing the cracks and it's like, okay, I understand what we've got here. Another joker, you know. So once we got Dante in 2009 and he just gelled so well with me and Rage, we went up to South America did the shows over there, and we had such a blast. It was, you know, I felt like a teenager again. It was a pleasure to play. We couldn't wait to get on stage. And then we went across Europe, and we did other shows in Canada instead. And, I mean, this band's just going from strength to strength. You know, people are calling this the second classic lineup. And I believe that's true. This is a classic lineup now, you know. And I think a lot of the fans who are in the front rows of the audience, you know, they're singing along to the new songs. They, you know, they're shouting for Pedal to the Metal, shouting for Hammerhead, you know, and Antichrist, and a lot of the songs from maybe the last four or five albums. So proof's in the pudding.
Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Obituary and more with Kronos of Venom. Full Metal Jackie talking to Venom vocalist Kronos about the new album From the Very Depths. And there's a double vinyl version of From the Depths in the works. How will that be significantly different from the CD and download versions?
Well, I mean, you know, vinyl's been making a comeback over recent years. And, I'm a big fan of vinyl. There's just something about it, you know. Whether it was because that was the first I ever bought, I don't know. But not just vinyl, cassettes. People are also starting to now ask for cassettes. You know, I mean, what the they'll be wanting 8-track next. vinyl's great, isn't it? You know what I mean? You get the big gatefold sleeves, you know. You can do more with it. You know, everything's larger. You can read the song lyrics. You don't need a magnifying glass. It just showed me age now. But yeah, I mean, we've done vinyl for quite a lot of the albums now, and you know, they go really well. There's even a lot of the hardcore fans who buy the CD and the vinyl.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Venom album, From the Very Depths, comes out on Tuesday. Kronos of Venom is our guest. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more coming up next. Violent by Nature, new music from Obituary. Full Metal Jackie, Kronos of Venom on the show with us, talking about the new album From the Very Depths coming out on Tuesday. Kronos, tell us, what can we expect in terms of touring for 2015?
Well, after we've done 70,000 tons, we've got some studio work to do. And then by May onwards, we're going to be attacking Europe. We've got quite a few shows this summer, and quite excited about this because a lot of the shows have agreed that we can have the show, so it'll be the whole pyrotechnics and the walkways and, you know, the classic Venom stage show, which is always a great thing. I mean, you know, we made it known years ago that, you know, we are happy to play the smaller venues in the countries that can't get the licenses, because there's still a lot of countries who, you know, where the authorities just will not permit the licenses to use the pyrotechnics. But it is always great when you can put the show on. So, you know, we're going to be headlining the Rock Art Festival in May, and we're off doing a whole load of stuff. We're doing Hellfest, we've got Summer Breeze, there's tons of rock in Norway, you know, etc., etc. It's going to be a great summer for Venom, really.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, and good luck with all that's to come this year.
Hell yeah, Jackie. Thank you very much for having me on the show. And for all you listeners out there, stay wild.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.